Joining us. So talk, it's a black and white show. It's a shared show down there. And what made you want to come out here for the opening in Durango?
Well, I love Durango. It's my first show in the United States, my first solo show. So I'm very proud of that opportunity. Really happy to be here.
Now, Margie, why a black and white show and two very prominent photographers here that you've brought in to Durango?
Well, the kind of photography I always do myself always has been black and white. And I would say I'm partial to it, although there's been some wonderful color work as well. But when you have black and white images, you can't rely on the color. So it really, you have to have an amazing composition and some really great form.
Now, Jan, what your website is what?
My website is janwenzelphotography.com.
And if you look at that and you go to the gallery, the pictures on there are unbelievable. The shots that you get are really kind of an angled. It's a different perspective than you'd think. Like if you're, say, like a landscape shot, say you're looking at a shot of a forest, you get just part of the tree. I mean, the angles that you have in the shots that you capture are really unique. Talk a little bit about that and how your eye for photography.
Yeah, I like to focus on things, close up details to get a more abstract impression, because I think that you get to the inner beauty of things while really focusing on it and get some abstractions from it.
Now, you've been practicing photography since you were 17 years old.
Since I'm 17, yeah, that's true.
And you've been at this for a long time. Now, what talk about your success story and how you got to this point.
Oh, well, that's a long story. Yeah. my eldest pictures that are displayed in catalog and website are from the age 17. And I had a project doing the carnival in Venice when I was 18. And then I started out publicizing in magazines in 2004. Had my first show, solo show in Munich, 2005. And then the year after, I went to London with a show, which was London, UK, which was quite an exciting thing for me. Yeah, and from then on, every year a show, and then applying for galleries in the US. And I'm happy to be here to have arrived.
And you're also an author. Recently, not too long ago, just a few years back, the Straight Images.
Yeah, Straight Images is a survey of my work in printed form, a catalog, and I wrote a little bit thing, wrote some things about that, and yeah, you can have a look at that.
So you're not only a photographer, you're a writer too.
No, I would say I'm more a photographer, and like many photographers, I love music. I'm making some music, singing for my boys along with guitar, and I learned all my English from Bob Dylan and J.J. Cale songs. But not writing.
Right. Very cool. Now, Margie, how did you, internationally, how are you bringing people all over the world here to Durango?
It's actually been really fun because that is one of my my dreams is to have the gallery have an international draw. And actually, Facebook has helped us a lot with that, too. And the juried exhibits that we do, we put out a call internationally for artists. And last year, as you mentioned, is how we found Jan Oliver through our call for entries. And he came here as well for that opening. And I was really honored and surprised. It was wonderful to have him come that far.
Now, there is another photographer that's going to be down at the show tonight, Cara Weston, who's not up here with us, but she will be down there tonight?
She will be there. I think she did the Alpine Loop today. She has a friend in town, and they took off early, and I'm glad it's not snowing and raining on them, but it sounds like a good thing to do to me.
Now, you and Cara both are black and white photographers, Jan, and have a relationship outside of doing the show here tonight.
Yeah, we are friends since 2007. When I've been to California with my son, we spent some days together and did some shots together. And I like her work very, very much, and it's really worth to look at that.
Now, what's compare and contrast your works? How are you guys? How are you too similar, and how are you too different?
Similar is black and white, mm-hmm. Of course. But she's more soft in her style. She's more going into the nature things, more like leaves and trees and things like that, where I go more into the architecture. Stuff. I do a lot of stairs. I love stairs.
I noticed that. You have a ton of those.
Yeah.
Now, why the eye for stairs?
Because stairs give you structure, form, depth of field all in once, and you get most interesting things in exploring stairs.
Very cool.
So another difference is that I do traditional darkroom technique, and Cara is on the digital side of photography. So it's some differences, which if you look close at it, you might notice. But anyway, I love her work a lot.
Well, nowadays, doing these things in the dark room is ancient history, and you're bringing it back. I you know, having interviewed some photographers in the past, they say digital is just so much easier for travel. And obviously, you know, being a world traveler as you are and having your shows all over the world, do you find that challenging? And now, especially with the film, and you got to check it, and you're not allowed to have it in your bags.
Yeah, that's it's more work with it now, and you don't get the results instantly. But that's what I love. I love the surprise. After you do traveling for 2 or 3 weeks, you come home, you go to the dark room, you develop the negative, and then you look at it, and then you see, oh, that's a good one, it's not a good one. And then you do the prints, and you get out the prints, and it's so exciting. And I tried digital a little bit, but I never got the same feeling for it, and I rely on the negative. And the negative is great for the archives. You
great.
Have your negative everywhere, and you can store it safe. And with all the digital, you have to rely that your hard disk is on function.
Right. And the pros and cons of it all. Well, tonight it starts at 5:30?
It starts at 5.
5 o'clock down at the Open Shutter Gallery.
And we hope that everyone can attend. And this way you get to meet Kara and Jan Oliver. And if you don't get to come tonight, the show will be up till... I think it's May 11th, and you can come by and see the work. It's probably easier to see it after the opening because it usually gets pretty crowded.
But then you don't get to meet Jan.
But then you don't get to meet the artist. So I really encourage you to make it if you can. It's from 5 to 9, and it always goes pretty late. But we have a good time.
And the party continues all night long.
Always.
Jan, Margie, thank you very much for joining us here on KDUR. And best of luck to you, and welcome to Durango. We hope you and your family enjoy your stay here.
Well, thanks a lot.
We're going to switch it over to Dan, who's new here on Friday's afternoon. Not new to KDUR. He's been an oldie but a goodie. And he's back here rocking it out. He's got the turntables up. So I think it's going to be a great Friday afternoon for you guys to jam out. Dan, take it away.